I'm David Hatcher, EG's Head of Content. I'm here with Jason Sibthorpe, the UK Head of Avison Young, Jerry Hughes, the Chief Executive of GVA, and joining us from the US is Mark Rose, of the Chairman and Chief Executive of Avison Young, who have today announced their corporate deal. So many congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, starting with you. Thanks for joining us a little bit earlier in the morning over your end. How long have you guys been looking at GVA, and sort of what does this mean for the company's ambitions?
Well, interestingly enough, we have been following and looking after GVA. It's going upon 7 years now through the various iterations of our transactions that they have gone through. We have never wavered that this is a first-class organization with first-class people. So we have inquired at the time that the company was sold to Bilfinger, and then have carried on the dialogue with EQT for some time. And, we're just honored that it finally came to a conclusion that, we're all together in a partnership that was envisioned, all along, and that we shared, Jason, Jerry, myself, EQT, that we see the future of, the only privately held, principal-led, full-service commercial real estate firm in the world. And with the announcement today, we have accomplished that. It is just the beginning. There is more work to do. There is still more investment in the UK to come. There is still more investment in Europe, Asia, South America, and quite frankly, there will still be much more in North America as well. But our goal at Avison Young is in the private partnership that we've built is to collect great people, and we certainly made that happen this morning.
Absolutely. How was the corporate deal to do? Was it these things are never straightforward? Would you say it was quick, slow, strenuous?
No. Well, yeah. It's funny. Any time that you're engaged in this sort of transaction, there are individuals who are responsible for key, shareholders and stakeholders, and I really want to focus on the stakeholders more than the shareholders. The greatest respect goes out to EQT and taking a company, working with it to become a leading company, and they had things that they needed to do and certain obligations for shareholder returns. But between EQT and, quite frankly, Jerry and the management team, taking care of their stakeholders, and their stakeholders are their clients first, and not quite a step down and almost equal is their people. And the amount of work and passion that went into spending time explaining why individuals are important, why they're part of a process, why they're our future, it just came over quite clearly that we had passionate leaders who were going to protect their people. And so I don't think that's tense, and I don't think that's difficult. I think that's aspirational, and it's the type of people who we want to work with, because there are too many times in our industry when individuals, especially in a service vertical like this, are treated as fungible, and they're not. They all go home to their families. They want to be recognized as leaders. They want to provide for themselves and their families. And those are the types of people that we want to pull together in a partnership. And this truly is a partnership. So that's a long way of saying you always need to come to financial terms and legal terms and everything else. But Avison Young obviously did everything it could to advance its strategic goals to be a full-service global partnership. And the work that we saw and the passion that we saw with the individuals who were leading from the EQT and the GVA side, it really was an honor to work with everybody, to get to this point.
There's a couple of questions that I've been told that I need to direct to you specifically. First and foremost, how much did you guys pay for the business? And was it in cash or cash and shares?
So first things first, the deal terms are under confidentiality agreements, and by contract, we are not allowed to discuss them. You know, we can tell you that the merged company will create $1 billion revenue, so turnover company, which we're very, very excited about. What we can say, it is being financed with some of the cash on our balance sheet, our private equity investor, CDPQ, to catch the Po, is investing additional common equity into Avis & Young, and there will be a financing through Credit Suisse. But I would just say that deals don't happen unless there's a fair price paid on both sides. Otherwise, one side's not going to do it. And we absolutely understand the value of GVA. And we paid a fair price. There will be shares associated with this for individuals at GVA. There will be a cash, obviously, to the existing shareholders. And there's also a future in terms of the performance, really, for everybody, including the young people who were not at the table. So, you know, I would just say that folks sometimes miss that when you do a deal, whatever the transaction value at the moment that you do that, that's one thing. And at Avis & Young, we invest in our people, and since our young people are our future partners, there are programs that you just don't see, because our entire competitive global full service set are all public companies, and they can't behave this way. So that is not to skirt an issue. I know you asked a question. I'm not allowed to give you exact numbers, but there was a very fair price paid, and it will be a combination of cash and stock and earnout, as most deals are.
And will EQT be a shareholder in Avis & Young as a result of the deal?
EQT will not be a shareholder.
Okay, great, super. And the other pressing question that I've been told that I have to ask you is who's going to be leading the business in the UK?
Could you ask that question one more time? You cut out a little bit.
Sorry. Who is going to be leading the business in the UK?
Well, first things first, you know, the interesting part, if you read anything that we write, if you hear our podcast, this is a principal-led company. And so I'm leading it, and Jason's leading it, and Jerry's leading it, and a partner in Vancouver's leading it. And, you know, you may seem... Or you may think that that's a little wonky, but in terms of leadership, this is a partnership where we all own the same common shares, and we get together as partners. In terms of who's going to have day-to-day responsibility over certain elements of the business, that is going to be discussed as work on integration over the next couple of months. But I assure you, there's no conflict, there's no tension. We are the only company, and listen, I can't confirm this, but I know it to be 100% correct. Any of the other companies who were looking to do something with GVA would have spent more time looking at cost cutting and synergy savings than our approach, which was, we want all the people, because we believe in building a platform, and we believe in investing in our folks. So, you know, if you're asking, are Jason, Jerry, myself, all partners and all leaders of this company, 100% the case. And, you know, we'll name the 450 partners who exist today, and we'll decide how many, right, because we need some help, you know, from Jerry and the other side of the management team at GVA to figure out who is a partner in the strictest sense of the partnership that we're building here.
The question I was asking is, who's going to be head of UK when the business completes? Presumably there will be a head of UK when the transaction completes.
There will be potentially heads of affinity groups, business unit leaders, heads of the business. You would expect that there will be a structure. we're just announcing the deal today, and you would have to give us time to spend a little time working on this. That's just a respectful thing for an entire organization, because you have to learn everybody, and we're looking forward to starting this as early as today.
Sure. Well, I've got Jason and Jerry in front of me. I feel like I could give them an interview each. We could set up some sort of competition now, perhaps. But we shan't do that. I'll move on to Jerry rather than labour the point. Jerry, what have you learned through? Talk us through the process from your perspective. The whole exercise and sort of the journey that you go on in one of these big corporate transactions. It's no straightforward thing.
Certainly not straightforward, but the one of the year when we separated out of Apleona was that, you know, there's lots of interest in us as a business and what we stand for. The process in terms of it being run, the way it was run, that was entirely down to our shareholders. They ran it there, very pleasantly pleased by the interest they received from the market. Work went in from my team, and I'm generally very proud of the way they conducted themselves through the process. But a sense of pride all the way through from start to end.
Clearly, GVA has many strengths as a business, but just sort of in terms of it being a process for a UK-orientated real estate advisor, do you think there was still interest for a major UK property advisor?
I think there's interest in GVA particularly. I mean, we are a consultancy oriented in any sort of market trouble or any market downturn. We are in response to local market conditions. Our consultancy orientation means we're less exposed to traffic in private sector. So you do find that when the private sector is a little bit under stress, the public sector starts up to a greater extent to plug the gap, and we are able to take advantage of that. So we have a number of features that make us a turbulent market.
And I guess that's helpful in terms of there's not that much.
I would go further than that. I think there's complete complementarity, actually. I mean, we're a lot of respect for what Mark and Jason have been doing in recent time. Really impressive. We've watched those with a degree of envy, frankly, from our side, complimenting us. You know, their capability in retail is something I've been wanting to address at to a greater degree. We've made some investments in that front, which is starting to really pay some dividends because that. So complete complementarity. And I think more importantly than that, even, don't see this as the end game. This is just the start of something really quite exciting. An international play, provide service in the UK for our North American clients particularly. So a huge
relative homecoming for you.
Yes, so I had the privilege of working for GVA position and joining Avis and Young at the end of 2016, and that's been incredibly important because significant change over the last number of years, going from a partnership to a PLC to private equity, and we're very excited now to have the opportunity to get back into the business and reignite that partnership.
And you know, you guys have talked, the big talk and catching firms since you've landed here. But did you?
Absolutely, it was always a possibility, as Mark has said. It's been on Mark's radar for 7 years. Our plans for growth in the UK, and we actually discussed the possibility of this outing for significant growth in the UK. And clearly, when the opportunity arises to acquire, I wanted to achieve, and we're delighted that we've managed to succeed.
How do you, as a sort of management team or a duo?
I see us working very much as partners, as we will with Echo that. You know, this is a genuine partnership. This is about a platform where we find how the business grows. They have autonomy, they have accountability, and Jerry and I, our mutual aims.
But will you have different responsibilities or look at different areas?
Both bring different skills and strengths to achieve the mutual aims.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to him joining our football team. We've got an amazing five-a-side team. But no, seriously, we were partners together. We've worked together in the past. It's genuinely good to, you know, bring people back, I mean, together. There was no at Avis and Young. So genuinely, you know, really looking forward to getting back together again and building together for the future.
Absolutely.
You've talked about how complementary the businesses are. One question is also always inevitable to ask when a merger or corporate deal happens. Are you anticipating
growth? We are absolutely not going to stop, and our intent is to bring more talent about the integration, the transition to come, and to work together to identify where we can immediately.
I mean, sure. One thing that we have been able to do under the stewardship of EQT is really efficient business than we maybe were before that deal. And that gives us together and to drive forward. So we, you know, when I announced this morning to our people in our organisation and all our offices.
Fantastic. And what are the ahead of practical completion?
Yeah, so summary approvals that, you know, for example, you know, our government approved financings, you know, which are done, you just have to pay for them. But most importantly, is spending time together. And, you know, for example, I'll probably be back, you know, I was already there on Tuesday, and to sit down with everyone and start to program out what the next steps are, the key messages, making sure the clients understand the power that these organizations had and now the additional firepower that they have, what's coming next. You know, we'd like to be past a couple of months of talking about normal integration and understanding of marketing materials and things of that sort to really talking about the brand and the future, innovation and technology, all of the things that our clients are asking for. At the end of the day, this acquisition was only as good as building a greater platform to serve them. And so I think you have kind of a month or two of administrative work to get your, you know, your platform and your intentions right, and of which we are all very proud of those. And then the next thing really is to get back to business, because our clients need us. They need, you know, they need our solutions, and we will kind of move through this very quickly, because you know, as everybody has pointed out here, not only are we not intending on removing people or losing people, we are embracing everybody, but I think you're going to be hearing from us that we're going to be quite active in the UK and everywhere else even after this thing closes, because there are great people, companies, teams out there who want to be part of a principally held private company where they are recognized and owners and they get to vote. They have no choice out there except for us, and we have the war chest and the firepower to add about another $1 billion of revenue, and it's all going to be about growth. It's really not going to be about finding ways to make ourselves efficient through the process. It's about bringing more great people onto this platform.
You've obviously just swallowed an enormous chunk of a business, and it's a little bit crystal ball gazing. But are there any specific areas, even over and above GVA, that you're looking to strengthen in the UK?
I think you'll see us continue to add to the transactions business, but I think you'll see us add everywhere. And it will be something that that is always discussed at Avison Young with the partners themselves. But I think the one difference today that GVA didn't have yesterday is that we have a partnership mandate to grow the right way with the right people. And what's going to happen here is the war chest is massive, and the collective UK business as well as the collective Avison Young business. The partners originate and mandate those that they want to work with, and that could be individuals or teams or companies that they would like to acquire, and also that they would have input that it may not be a good choice to go down that path. But I believe that we will have many more podcasts here as we're explaining further growth in the UK, throughout Europe, in Asia, and quite frankly, throughout North and South America as well.
Mark, talking of a previous podcast, the last time you kindly joined us, I think it's fair to say you gave a bit of a rallying cry around Brexit, almost saying that you thought it was the biggest non-event since Y2K, and I think the quote was something like, you know, where others stumble, we seize the opportunity. That's evidently still your view on the political economic situation. And, you know, as an adjunct to that, do you think that you know, the opportunity to buy into GVA was made mildly easier by a relative lack of competition because of uncertainty, because of Brexit?
Well, first things first, buying GVA was never easy.
And, relatively.
We've been patient over a long period of time. But yes, that was my quoted line, and I will stick with it. We have had great success. So just going back to the launch of Avis & Young Canada Inc. was on October 1st, 2008, in the middle of one of the more aggressive declines and recessions that the world has seen, you know, a banking crisis. And we launched the company right into the middle of it. Do situations like this make things easier? That's probably true, but quite frankly, that wasn't a focus. I would say, flipping that around, we are not scared of launching great strategic ideas for building a sustainable organization, no matter what the environment is at the time that you're going to do it. Our view on Brexit is the following. First things first, it's out of our control. Second, what we do for a living, we're still going to do for a living, which is help owners and occupiers of real estate with their decision making and their strategies to increase their effectiveness and their profitability. The UK is the fifth largest economy in the world. I don't care what the media says anywhere. When you're the fifth largest economy of the world, you have to be treated like you're the fifth largest economy of the world. What made this even easier was GVA's access to public clients who, in a hard Brexit, will need them even more. But honestly, I can discount that. Great companies and great people work through cycles. And if we were building a company for 2 years for the thought of selling it, maybe we'd come to a different conclusion. I don't think so. But what we're doing here is building for the next 50 years. And so the cycle today is quite irrelevant. You want to build a foundational business for our current and, most importantly, our future young leaders and principals, and that is really not subject to any cycle.
Mark, well, I think everybody this side of the pond hopes that your positivity holds true, and thank you so much for joining us, guys. Congratulations on the deal, and good luck with tying up all the formalities.